Washington is moving toward having fewer Chinese companies listed on U.S. stock exchanges. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. The Senate has unanimously passed a bill that could force some foreign companies off American stock exchanges. Any foreign company could be affected, but senators were thinking a lot about China. This given long-running concerns about accounting practices. Marketplace's Nova Safo is on the story today. Nova, what exactly does the Senate bill do?
It's a bipartisan legislation, David, introduced by Republican Senator John Kennedy and Democrat Chris Van Hollen. And they say China is cheating, misleading American investors. The idea with the bill is to compel all foreign companies to allow American regulators access to their books to ensure their accounting is on the up and up. This is the same standard American companies must meet to be listed on the stock exchanges. The problem is there are more than 200 foreign firms which are not meeting that standard. Many are Chinese, and they have a combined market capitalization of nearly $2 trillion. Their stocks are traded, but American investors don't have a full picture of what's going on inside those companies.
Okay. Now, the Senate bill moves to the House now, Nova. If it's eventually signed into law, what happens? Boom, 200 companies get delisted?
Well, it depends. American regulators have 3 years that they need to look at these firms, three consecutive years. If they haven't seen their books in three consecutive years, then yes, they could be delisted. The bill also requires these firms to disclose if they're owned and controlled by a foreign government, and that's been a big issue for American leaders, to what extent Chinese firms answer to that country's government.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. This week, giant Citibank announced it'll buy up Paycheck Protection Program loans from a number of smaller institutions. Citi says it'll purchase $50 million in loans from minority-owned lenders. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Minority-owned banks tend to serve people in communities where jobs have been hit hard by the pandemic, says banking consultant Myra Rodriguez-Valladares at MRV Associates.
And so they're withdrawing deposits from the banks. And so what that means is that the banks don't have enough money to lend.
By purchasing a loan from a bank's balance sheet, Citi is giving the minority-owned lender capital in return. Valladares says that can help those lenders issue more loans than they otherwise could with their own deposits.
And really, right now, it's really critical to be making loans to as many people as possible.
The PPP loans Citi's taking on are low risk, since the loans are guaranteed by the Small Business Administration. Kent Belasco is the director of the Commercial Banking Program at Marquette University. He says there's another benefit for Citi. Banks want to be viewed as a go-to place for pandemic relief.
That bodes well from a reputation standpoint.
Citi says it doesn't anticipate making any profits from the loans it takes on. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Markets, the FTSE index in London is down 0.9%. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 5 to 6/10 of a percent range. The 10-year Treasury yield is still rattling around down near 0.67%. And one more number. Columbia University researchers calculate that if the U.S. had begun its coronavirus lockdowns just 1 week earlier in March, it would have saved the lives of 36,000 people. This from the New York Times today. The value of that loss is incalculable, but if an economist were to use the federal government's statistical average value of a human life, about $10 million per person, that's $360 billion for beginning lockdowns just 7 days earlier. Email morningreport@marketplace.org if you have a thought about that calculation.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
A reminder today that the pandemic is not the only crisis we face. Finding affordable housing was very tough for many before COVID-19, and that's becoming even worse amid the widespread closures, furloughs, and layoffs. Toward the bottom rung of California's housing market, conditions can be unsafe. KPCC's Aaron Mendelson reports on one part of a longer investigation.
You'll find the California Trailer Grove in Pomona, outside of LA. Its name is optimistic. The mobile home park has only a few trees. It's dusty and run down, but it's home for Kara Gomez, her husband, their kids, and some vermin.
I've lived all over the place, and I have never experienced roaches like this.
But rent for the trailer space is cheap, just under $600 a month. So they've stuck around. Same story with our neighbor Rocio Crespo, in spite of the issues that she's seen.
Roaches, rats, flies, the sewage.
For people in hazardous housing, the risks posed by roaches, sewage spills, bed bugs, and lead paint are grave, even in normal times. Sheltering in place now could intensify that. A review of government documents shows the landlord, Palma Management, has a long record of code violations here and elsewhere. Its owners are connected to over $1 billion in California property. Again, Kara Gomez.
Not everybody can afford to live in a $2,000 a month place. Just because we can't afford to live in a place like that doesn't mean we're not worth being taken care of.
In a statement, the company said Palma Management cares about the communities and people we serve. Providing affordable housing to those who need it is our mission. The company wrote tenants saying it would consider rent relief during the current economic crisis. The state of California estimates it's short 3 million units of affordable housing. Gary Blasey is with UCLA Law.
There's so much tension on getting people into any kind of housing. Nobody's paying much attention to what kind of housing they're going to be able to get into.
He says there's no system for rentals, like restaurants have, to put letter grades in the window.
It's a completely different world. They have a fantastic system for keeping track of restaurants.
In other words, there's no easy way to know if a landlord has a good track record or a bad one. And in a housing crunch during a pandemic, low-income tenants say they have nowhere else to go. They feel stuck. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Mendelson for Marketplace.
That story was part of a year-long investigation by LAist, the local news site that's part of Southern California Public Radio. We have a link to their work at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.